Good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board National Finance Committee meeting of December 7th, 2010. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm the secretary of the committee. The chair isn't here, so I'm convening the meeting. It's 9 p.m., and the first thing we'll do is we will do a roll call, and and we'll make sure we have our quorum. Please answer up when you hear your name. Alonzo Brown.
Here.
One of our treasurers isn't the treasurer anymore, so we're skipping one. Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Alberto Luera. R. Paul Martin is here. Another treasurer has been replaced, and we don't know who the person is replacing him. Summer Reese. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Here.
LaVarn Williams.
Present.
Bruce Wolf.
Here.
Okay, that's seven, and the quorum is six, so we have a quorum. The first thing we need to do is we need to have a chair pro tem because it's a bit much for me to chair and secretary at the same moment. So would anybody here like to volunteer to be chair pro tem for this meeting?
Tracy?
I'm sorry, I'm unable to volunteer tonight.
Anybody?
Alonzo? I'm pushing here.
Yes, we're volunteering others, I see.
Yeah. Well,
remember, I'm going to be finding people guilty tomorrow.
Say again? Okay. I didn't hear that. But anyway, and anybody want to chair this? I mean, I suppose if necessary I could chair it, but things will be a little slower than usual because I'll have to write stuff down and chair. Anybody? Okay. Since nobody's rushing in here, I'll chair this, but if anybody at some point feels the urge, feel free to rush forward and volunteer. Uh-huh. So give me one second. Okay. Okay, so the first thing we need to do is set up an agenda. The agenda is probably going to have to be the WBAI budget. The WPFW budget and agenda. Actually, the first thing I'd like to put on here is there's a request for minutes from the national office to the auditor wants the minutes for the past year, and so they want to give them that. The public ones, of course, is not a problem, but we do have executive session minutes, and I think it's only proper for governance to approve of that. So I want to bring that up as an agenda item, and the committee can decide on giving the executive session minutes to the auditor, basically. So I'm putting that in there, and that would be the first thing. Hold on. Any other agenda items? Okay, I'm hearing no other agenda items, so I'm going to make a motion. Yeah, this is where it would be great if I had one of the one of those things where you have a microphone right in front of you held there by headphones instead of picking up the receiver. Okay. Okay, so the motion would be to approve the agenda, which would be minutes from the minutes for the national office, WBAI budget, and WPFW budget. That's on the floor. Is there any debate on the motion to approve that agenda? Hearing none, is there any objection to approving that agenda? Hearing none. approved without objection. Okay, our first item then would be minutes from the national office. And basically I've already outlined it. They would like these, and I think we need to make it official. So, Lavarne, I think you probably know about this. Do you want to say why the auditor needs the minutes?
My understanding is just that in terms of a complete audit, he would have the audit, the minutes of the Finance Committee. I mean, that's just one of his requests.
Okay, and can you think of any reason to object to giving them the executive session minutes?
I would think that we would wait and see if he absolutely has to have them, and we say if he absolutely has to have them, we will provide them. But I don't think I would furnish them up front.
Can I ask a question? This is Kim.
Go ahead.
Is this new? Did this happen last year, or previous years?
Well, the last 2 years we had a different auditor. And I'm pretty certain that he did not ask for the minutes from the Finance Committee.
That's why
my position is if he absolutely needs, I mean, he has access to everything that we, as the auditor, but in terms of the minutes, of the governing issue in finance, I just having a complete information. That's why I would basically, provide the public session, and then have him request the closed session.
All right, so the public session is, of course, no problem whatsoever. We are supposed to be publishing those online.
Right.
The executive session is the only question here. So.
Right.
Should we approve that tonight and send it all to the national office?
My suggestion is that we would approve the distribution of the minutes, and if there is an absolute requirement and a request from the auditor, I would request that the motion be passed that if it's an absolute necessity.
All right. I'm getting emails from Christine Niera. At the national office.
Christine Niera.
Niera, okay.
Uh-huh.
And so...
She found them.
So you're suggesting then that what we might do is bundle them up as the public and the executive, send them both, and Ms. Niera will know what to do with them. Will she be in charge of getting them, or will you be?
I will take control of them when they go to the office.
Okay, so I'll send. So we would then do that. All right. I guess we should make a motion. Official. So the motion would be. The secretary will send the minutes of the past year to the national office. I guess that'd be enough, right? So the secretary will send the minutes of the last year to the office. Okay. And you already know you're going to handle it, so I don't know. Should we put that in there? That the CFO will then decide what to give the auditor or something?
Sounds good.
Can I ask a question? This is Bruce. Can I ask a question?
Of course. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah. Where are the minutes for the executive sessions normally stored?
They're up on that Yahoo list. And
oh, they are. Yeah, that's right. They're on there, right?
It's under draft minutes, and under draft minutes, there's public and exec, and they're under exec.
Yeah. Now, I basically agree with LaVarne's suggestion, but the only difference is that I don't see why we're forwarding the executive session minutes at all at this time, unless they are requested by the auditor, and partly it's because I don't know what would be in those minutes that the auditor would need to see, because all the pertinent decisions we make are all made in public session. I mean, the only thing we do in executive session is we just have discussions about things that are we think they're confidential and should be kept that way, we do it in closed session. But so there's, you know what I mean? I mean, we don't make decisions or anything. So what would the auditor be looking for in the executive session?
There are some personnel and similar confidential issues that are the subject of some motions that are made in executive session, and there are sort of riders, if you will, that go along to come out of executive session because there's confidential stuff in there. So there are some things, I guess, that an auditor might want to look at. So, I mean, not all business is done in the public session. There are some specific things that get passed in the executive session. And I can think of at least some financial impact statements that have been done in executive session. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I wanted to know. I'm wondering what.
I mean, I'm assuming I'm not an auditor.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. What right. That's what
I might want to see if we have good punctuation in our minutes. I don't know.
Yeah. The only reason I ask is I wouldn't want it to be thought that there's something in those executive session minutes that are, you know, that we're hiding or something. We're not doing that.
Yeah, I mean,
there's confidential stuff, but just
matters of personnel, legal, and other stuff, jazz, and all right. Let me read the motion as I have it. The secretary will send the minutes of the last year to the national office. The CFO will take charge of them and will give them to the auditor at her discretion.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the motion. Is there any debate, any questions on this or anything? Seeing none, is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. Okay. All right. Next thing is the WBAI budget. And so we have the WBAI budget, which is held over from last time. And, okay. Now, I actually have to look at the minutes from last time because I was so sick last time that I'm not actually remembering well. Let's see. Draft minutes for the last meeting. Okay. Actually, we did it all in executive session, so we can't actually mention what we did on the public session, but there were various issues we covered. So, we have also gotten in the past couple of days a contingency plan from WBAI, from WBAI Interim Management. And the contingency plan, does everybody have that? It's in the files section.
Where? I don't have any of this stuff.
Right, I know.
Not yet.
You're going to have to send me an email address and I'll invite you onto the list. And why don't you send me your email address right now? My email is rpm@glib.com, glib.com. And if you send me that, I'll start putting you on the list right away here. We can do it during
okay.
the meeting. But right now, we have a contingency plan thing here, and it's various bits of additional income, which is being projected to maybe add up to 136 grand. Lavarne, have you looked this over and maybe spoken to Berkhold?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
Okay. One second, my phone's getting hung up. We have the contingency plan, additional income source from Berthold.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm asking if you've seen this, looked this over.
I saw it, but I haven't looked at the latest version. When did it go out?
When did it go out? Let's see. When did it go out? It went out. I have to go to another email here and view that. We got it yesterday. I got it yesterday. Last evening.
I'm sorry. I was at home and I must have.
Okay.
Let me.
All right.
I have a search here on my computer for it. And it came from Berthold. Okay, let me just look.
Yes.
Put it here. Can we just go ahead and start discussing the contents while I find it here?
Okay. Here. This is why it's a little unwieldy to have the secretary doing the chairing, because we get me having to go in two places at once. But that's life. So the contingency plan is basically the WBAI Buddy membership is being projected.
I'm sorry, Paul, this is Lavarne. I couldn't pull it when I did a search. Can you send me a copy, or can someone send me a copy?
It is up. Okay, are you able to get to the files section?
No, I can't.
Okay.
My home computer and my other computer crashed.
Oh, well, that's never good. Okay, let me get up to that again and just forward the whole thing to you.
Thank you.
And, okay. All right, it's going out right now.
Okay.
And it's gone from here. Okay, getting back to it. There's basically, BAI has, the budget for WBAI that we've gone over is projecting, well, it's not projecting that well. And there was a shortfall in the last on-air fundraiser. And so Berthold, as interim general manager, was asked to show us some more income that there might be. And some of this was not included in the original budget because it's not proven. There's a BAI Buddy project that Berthold has started, and it's projected to raise. Let's see. It's projected to raise over the year about $30,500. And so that's one thing. Online auction is being projected to raise $23,500. Additional community events are being projected to raise $7,200. Grants, $75,000. And the total is being estimated to come out to about $136,200. Again, this is unproven income, and is, the buddy system thing is an experiment. And I'm not sure what the online auction part is. I don't think that's the cars, because the cars was included in the car donation stuff was included in the original budget.
I could tell you a little bit about that, Art Paul.
Go ahead.
All I know is a little bit. We're planning to auction off. Kathy Davis has something to do with this. She got a grant for use of a marketing website, and we're going to use that for online auctions of various things. The details I don't know, but it's a separate thing than the car donations. It's not the same. It's not the car donation.
Okay, So the online auction. All right. It's being projected to get like start with like $3,500 and go every other month, and get progressively more each month. So we get about $7,500 a month towards the end of the year.
The theory is that we've underutilized our website a lot. Other stations are able to raise substantially more money through their websites than we have. So if we start trying to do some of this stuff, we should be able to at least make a modest amount.
Okay, so that explains that part. Additional community events is being projected at $7,200.
I'm not sure, but I think that's mostly book fairs. But I'm not sure.
Okay. I thought the book fairs were in the budget.
You might be right. I'm not sure. We'd have to ask Berthold.
Yes. And then. Do you know what the grants are? Because there's a $50,000 grant and a $25,000 grant, adding up to $75,000. And
we're having some people work on grants. I know there's been a big effort to get interns. We don't have the money for a development director, but what we've been doing, thanks to there's a couple of volunteers we have who have some experience in this line of work, and they're trying to get in some college students as interns to do this kind of work. And we've had several applications already of some very promising people. So I think it's going to be grant writing. I don't think these are, this is anything we know we're getting. These are projections of what we can hope to get. Yeah.
This is speculative, I think. This is certainly not conservative. All right. So all in all, we have I'll call speculative, $136,000 that we might possibly be able to get in for FY11. All right. So, do people have the thing in front of them? Do people see the contingency plan? Anybody?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Okay. Anybody have any questions or comments on this contingency plan for BAI?
Just a minute. Oh, I have a mute button here. Sorry about that. This is LaVarne. Yeah, I think that this is basically in line with what I've asked for each person for their budget, is to show any opportunities to the budget or also exposures. So the buddy system, which we have set up, I think it's modeled on the existing system there at MNF. It's called the tip jar, I believe. Not tip jar, I'm sorry, that's the wrong one. It's modeled on other people who have done this, where what you do is you set up your, you appeal to your listeners to become like a lifetime supporter so that they're given X amount each month. And it renews automatically, so therefore you will stay as a part of the BAI family. And other stations have done this and have done it successfully. so that if you get your listeners to actually commit to some small amount each month, or large amount if you have it, that will sustain you, and that will also help, as it grow up over the years, help to reduce the number of fund drive days. So that's something that they definitely need to work on. And it's, but since it's not in place, it's like an opportunity to the budget, not like you're saying, and you would not put it in the budget. And the online auction, like Alex had said, I believe that you said, Kathy, that this is something that other stations have done too. You just do it online, and you're able to get funds, because also it's like a PR type thing. Any activity that you can put in, and to get contact and the listeners to let them know that they are part of the VAI family, and that they can help make this thing work. That so that's part of that campaign too, is just contacting the listeners and showing their support, and also, you know, giving them these little opportunities on these auctions. And the community events, I'm not sure what they are, but I know they did the Make and Wave. But initially the costs were a little bit higher in terms of the pure profit on that. But so those little events, like the $1,000, that might be exactly how much they're able to raise. But again, it's the PR part of it. And the grants, if you model this on what Dwayne had done at KPFT, they had a group of people in. They were there for 3 months. They paid them, I can't recall the amount of money, but Bertol, I think they're using interns. They're getting a lot of interns in who have experience in grant writing. And KPFT has already recovered, you know, their costs. They have, I think they have a couple of grants. I think we talked about it in some of the business managers' meetings. One for 10, I think one for a significant amount, but that one was more restricted. I think they had like an unrestricted 10. So in New York City, you know, we would think that if they get the grant writers in, get someone to write grants, that this should happen. So these are all, again, what I'm going to ask and what I'll try to do on each budget is to show these various opportunities. But along with these opportunities, they are definitely exposures to the plan. And we've already heard that with the shortfall in the fundraising. But now BAI is going to begin another fund drive. KPFK began their drive today, I believe. And BAI is going to begin a fund drive. I think if you look online, or maybe I have a copy of how they plan to run it, it's centered around Hugh Hamilton, the Gary Knoll, who's back on the air, and another programmer who has Robert Knight. So that they're looking to produce more revenue than I think what was in the initial budget, so which will make up that shortfall. And these will be opportunities to the budget. So they're reasonable. It shows action. It shows that they realize business can't continue as they are. If you look at, I think the expenses really need to be looked at. But like you were saying, you have certain fixed expenses. And if we go into closed session, I have some information I need to share on that transmitter rental. We were looking at them more carefully along with the auditor. So there's some huge concerns there. I'm sorry?
You want to talk about the VAI transmitter and executive session? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I got some clarification on some of those items in the contingency plan. I just spoke to Bertold. Can I bring those up?
If they're not executive session stuff, sure.
No, there's nothing executive session. It's just you had some questions. I got some clarification. First of all, is everybody looking at the contingency plan?
Mm-hmm.
Under the additional community events, apparently. That money is, there's some plans to do some fundraising at the Apollo Theater, with the help of, some well-known celebrities. So that's what that's about. How far along that is or anything like that, I don't know. The grants are as I thought. They're projections of what we hope to get from grant writing. It's something we really have virtually nothing on this from the last few years. So even if we make a half-hearted start doing some grant writing, we we should be able to generate some funds out of that. And the online auction was pretty much what I described it. It's the website marketing thing. So that's about it.
Okay. All right. Does anybody else have anything to say, any questions or anything on this contingency plan? Okay. Hearing none.
Wait, I have a question. I'm sorry. I'm obviously not up to speed. How below your budget are you? How below is this income?
You mean what the size of our deficit is overall?
Yes.
Okay, you have to look at the other spreadsheet. R12, maybe you can explain.
Let me start wrenching that one out over here.
It's 470,000 or something like that.
Or 48, I think. It's over 400. Well over 400.
It's close to 500.
Well, 478 would be about that. Let me bring this up. Wait for it to be translated out of the Evil Empire software into something better. Twiddling thumbs. Kim, are you near a computer? Have you sent me your email address yet?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I haven't gotten it yet. Okay. Budget. Oh. And it. Okay. All right. The WBAI deficit mess is 418 here on line 48. Those following along on the draft budget that we looked at, we'll see it's cell AD48, and it's $418,959, call it 419, L call it 420. So that's it. Or, you know, a little less than 420 grand in the red is what we're really going to end up dealing with there. Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. This thing's come up. Let me make this the right size. The surplus deficit is actually 478, the original thing I remembered. Okay. So it's 478 is the thing there because our capital expenditures are going to be 59 grand. All right, so it's 478, the original number. Okay. We've been talking about that. And so I guess we have this before us. Now, Lavarne, you wanted to bring something up in executive session. Is that going to affect what we would need to talk about in executive session, would that affect the budget in such a way that it would be premature to make a motion to maybe pass this budget at this time?
Well, quite frankly, you guys can vote on it, but I cannot support the budget. I mean, I'll just say because it's too, the deficit is just but I will give you information. In fact, I'll send something on to you on the I'll send the email to you on the transmitter issue. But I'll abstain on this budget. I cannot vote to support it.
How can anybody vote to support it if you're like 400K like shortfall?
Okay, I'm going to send this transmitter issue. The transmitter budget for the transmitter alone. We were looking at the contract, And we had to get a contract from Empire State for the second part. There's a contract for the rental of the facility part. Then there's a contract for what we call the transmitter. But if the transmitter is called a license fee, then there's a backup license fee. And it started, the contract started in 2005 at about $225 a year. And in 2020, it escalates to about $625 a year. So we have a serious issue that we need to talk about.
Okay, so our contract for Empire is escalating. All right.
One may use that word very generously.
Okay, so you're sending us that, and
I'm going to pull it. I'm going to pull up the email and send it to you.
and I guess we'll go into an executive session after this public session to discuss that. This leaves us in an interesting situation. The committee is in the process of changing right now, and so what to do exactly with the WBAI budget is a question here. The CFO doesn't like it, and to answer Kim's question, BAI has been operating at a deficit for quite a few years now, and the effort is to try and turn that around. There simply isn't enough income to match the expenses. So there's no way I can see to make a budget for BAI that will come out break even.
Well,
now,
generally,
part of this is the central services fees. And, you know, there's also a debate about central services fees for BAI, and, you know, that would be rather hefty. A serious amount of the 478 is our projected central services fees. That's 464. So we are thinking that BAI is not going to be paying central services until sometime in the second half of FY11, and we're hoping that. In the past, for a little history here, in the past, WBAI has not been paying central services much. In fact, in a previous time, the complaint was BAI had not paid central services since April of 2007. Between then and now, BAI has made some central services payments, mostly on an emergency basis where it was an emergency. And so BAI sent some central services money in. But BAI has not been doing so well for quite a while. And if we were to pay central services, again, we'll come up with 478. Absent central services, in reality, BAI will not be, you know, really in the red by a full 478, but we won't be putting in central services, and that will sort of put Pacifica behind what it wants to get. So it's a complicated thing that goes around a little bit, and I hope that explains, that answers your question.
Yeah, I get the gist. So you're saying that without central services, you're not really in shortfall?
Well, we're in a little bit of shortfall. We're in, what is that, like, we're in, like, maybe call it 20 grand off or so.
Right.
Well, if you use the contingency plan, then it actually would, you wouldn't be in a deficit any longer after you minus out central services.
Yeah. Yes, that's true. If the thing we just went over brings in a good chunk of the 130, whatever it is.
Yeah, even half of it, I think.
We wouldn't be in that bad a shape.
Yeah.
This is Lamar. May I just make a statement? When we talk about central services, I think, you know, that has become a term for something that's bad and evil. And I think that basically what we need to call it are shared expenses. If we don't, if BAI does not contribute to the shared expenses, then, you know, where you know, how are the expenses going to be paid? When we say shared expenses, the big thing there is the Democracy Now! contract, and that's $600,000 a year. Then we have our insurance, the insurance for all of our properties, all of our facilities. That's about $120,000 a year. And when R. Paul mentioned that the emergency was that we needed $13,000 for the first down payment on our lease, because we pay the insurance on a monthly basis through a lease. So we needed the $13,000 to pay our insurance. So that's so that we have to pay for that. We have to pay for NPR. We have to pay for Clear Channel, and those expenses are related to, you know, getting the signal and transferring Democracy. A lot of it is related to Democracy Now! And being able to send the Democracy Now! To the affiliates. And the major part of it are the insurance, Democracy Now!, and also FSRN. Now, you know, we get CPP funding, we have it for programming, but still those expenses can be used for programming within the stations and sending that out. And, you know, because when we talk about programming, like the license fee is a programming fee. I mean, that's programming expense. So, you know, we have been using it dedicated to FSRN, and I guess you guys heard the note from FSRN in terms of they did not get as much money because we do not have as much money. So therefore, those are shared expenses. And if BAI doesn't pay for their broadcast of Democracy Now!, that goes unpaid. I'm not printing money here at the national office. And the national office does produce revenue, affiliate revenue, subcarrier. Then we have direct mail drives. Then we also have a nice little amount of donations, which are about 80 a year, which we really appreciate and thank the listeners for doing that for us and the contributors. So so in terms of that revenue and stuff takes care of salaries and stuff at national headquarters. But the common and shared expenses like Democracy Now!, like that insurance, like NPR, like Clear Channel, like other satellite fees, those have to be paid. They're common expenses among the stations, and those have to be paid by the station. And if BAI doesn't pay it, that means it's not paid, like I said. So, you know, this isn't like a frivolous thing. It's going into some type of, virtual group of revenue or something. So these are real dollars that we need to take care of the expenses for the station, the shared expenses. So just going to give you a little background on that, Kim. So that
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Yeah. Can I say something to this,
well,
Bruce?
Let me say something first, then I'll get to
okay.
You. Okay. And I don't think anybody's saying it's trivial and it shouldn't happen. What's being said is we don't see the revenue to do that anywhere. And if BAI were to send in the central services, the Pacific would just have to send it right back in order to pay the bills to keep BAI on the air. The simple bottom line is that revenue to pay the central services simply doesn't exist. And Bruce, you were next?
Yeah. Well, actually, I was going to say something similar to what you said, but I just wanted to make it, I think, another way of putting it. And I think you were right, first of all, that I'm not hearing anybody, at least amongst us, I'm not hearing us saying, you know, that central service is a bad thing or anything. I think we all understand the importance of it. And I wanted to say that the problem is, and it's not just WBII. I mean, even WPFW, we've had our problems, obviously, of paying our central services as well. But I'm aware that when we're not paying, that it has to be made up somewhere. And it's not fair for other stations, in a sense, to be carrying everything because they are paying central services when we're not. So I think it's an obligation we have to take really seriously. So I understand exactly what LaVarna is saying, that we can't just too easily say not to pay them. And by the way, you know, when we were doing our budget at WFW, we had the same questions. You know, like, how can we, you know, get our budget properly balanced and then have to pay central services? But, you know, at least this time around, we found a way to do it. But It's hard, and I can see where at WBII where it's especially hard because your expenses for certain reasons that you can't get out of are very high. But I do think that it might be more helpful if instead of thinking of it as we can't pay central services, is if you're thinking that in terms of that, yeah, the essential services is a portion of your listener revenue. So it's not really not there, it is there. But if the realization is that that's almost $400,000 right now that you have in deficit, are bills or whatever, you know, things that you can't pay that you normally would be paying. That's
okay.
We have to. I don't know how to find the solution myself. I agree with you, Kim. I don't know how we can vote to approve a budget with a big deficit like that. But on the other hand, we can't. You know, we have to find a way of finding a solution.
All right. Well, let's look on the other side. What can we do about expenses?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
this is Alex. There isn't much you can do about expenses. We're pretty much cut to the bone in terms of staff. You know, we went through two different layoffs in the last couple of years. And our rental and transmitter costs, and those are all fixed costs. We are looking for other options as far as rental, but that's not going to happen overnight. And as far as the transmitter, well, I'm very interested in hearing the story of the transmitter and what the options are there.
It should also be noted at this point that WBAI has a lease that expires at the end of 2012. WPFW also has a lease that expires at the end of 2012. WPFW's building is going to be demolished
after that.
So, traditionally, no station in Pacifica has been able to move all on its own. All the station moves have always required money to come in from the rest of Pacifica.
What are you saying about the building being demolished?
WPFW?
Yeah, there's going to be a hotel built there where our building is.
Which is, and so Pacifica, the rest of Pacifica, needs to chip in all the time to move a station. And we've discussed here in Finance Committee that the moving two stations is seriously going to be beyond the capability of Pacifica to fund. Pacifica's going to have a hard time funding one station moving. So we need to, and I believe Pacifica management is in the process of trying to make it so only one station is going to move towards the end of 2012. And around about 18, 19 months from now, we have to have a place for another station to move to because it's going to take months to build out the space so that you can have a radio station in wherever you're going to move to. So there's a clock ticking. And this is one of the things we have to keep in mind, is that we're really looking at not a single fiscal year, but we're having to look at two fiscal years here to see how Pacifica is going to be able to fund the stuff that needs to happen with WBAI and WPFW in terms of their space. So that's kind of a little back thing there.
Reality check.
All right, and I agree with Alex. We have looked at the expenses, and we've really got them, down there. Plus, the expenses have not gone up much in the past year or two. They've been, held to. And in terms of our budget, we have pretty much figured out the expenses, and the budget has the expenses right. The problem has been in fundraising and getting revenue. Revenue projections have not necessarily held up. And, so that is where the real problem is. The problem for BAI that we could do anything about is on the revenue side. And, of course, that's part of this contingency plan thing here. And so I think the expenses, as far as we've been able to figure out, are pretty much fixed. They're locked in. And it's the revenue side that we need to get better with.
There was also some complaints at the last meeting that we thought we could only make 5% in terms of our contribution to the shared expenses.
Right.
And so I think we have raised that amount modestly. I mean, it's supposed to be 19.5%. We're nowhere near that, but the figure now that we project would be about $120,000 going to shared expenses.
Something in there, yes, as I recall. And
so that,
5% is better than the 0% we've been paying for.
5% is better than 0%, but now if the contingency plan works out, then we're up to. What are we up to? About 7%, 8%?
Maybe. I'm not sure. We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a possibility. That is a possibility.
Yeah.
Again, I think the contingency plan is kind of speculative, and maybe we could do that. The main thing is that we need with BAI to get the revenue up so that we can get into FY12 and start actually doing significantly better and maybe in FY12 be able to be a fully functioning place financially.
Well, let me say, the contingency, I mean, it's speculative in the sense that these are things that have not been tried before, so we can't say these are proven money-making ideas, but it's not unrealistic. In the sense, if we did try them, it's not unrealistic to expect that we can raise this amount of money.
Okay. Let me see if I can focus us back here a bit. We're talking about the BAI budget, and we have a situation where the committee is going to have a number of new people pretty soon, but we have to pass a budget at some point, and you know, I don't know that the numbers are going to improve much with new people looking at them. They won't improve at all.
Okay.
Do we want to make a motion regarding passing the WJI FY11 budget onto the PNB tonight, or do we want to figure we'll go to our next meeting with that, which will be on the 16th, at which point we'll have more people who will need to catch up on this particular item? So I put this to the committee. Do we want to have a motion tonight about the BAI budget, or do we want to not do that?
This is Alex. Can I speak to that? I think we need to pass the budget. It may be that we may have to revise it later this year, but we have to have a budget, and this is the best we can come up with at this point. And it's not going to get substantially better if we look at it in another week or another 2 weeks.
Okay. Anybody else?
Well, this is Bruce.
Go ahead.
And I'm uncomfortable being in this position to say this, but I am going to say it. Is it possible for WBAI to go back and look at your revenue, the listener support revenue projections, and see if that you can't, you know, see your way to, if it's possible, you know, to project raising more money? Because that's where, I think if you look at what you've projected in your budget, it just seems like a low figure for an area with as dense a population and as wide area as you have for your potential listenership. And I'm just wondering if, even though I understand you're looking at past practice too to see what you've raised, but it just seems like that's where the problem is that the listener revenue projection is much lower than it should be.
Are you done with that? I want to just say.
Yes.
It's not the problem isn't the projection. The problem is the reality. We're looking at, in the past at WBAI, for a number of years, part of how we got into this problem was people did exactly that. I've been at BAI LSB meetings where the revenue was shortfalling by six figures, and somebody would simply make a motion to raise the listener support revenue by $250,000, mm-hmm. and people voted for that. And, you know, the question was, well, what's that based on? And it was not based on anything. And the money never came in. So we could, sure, we could add another $5 million to our projection, but it ain't going to mean anything.
Right.
Also, the last bond we had basically, well, it missed. And the projection is, given fulfillment rate and all, that the miss on making the goal will result in an actual $95,000 shortfall. So that the last thon resulted in a $95,000 hit to our revenue. Management is trying to do something about that. That's why we're having this December thon to pitch several days to try and make that up, and there's a good chance we can. But WBAI is already proposing over 120 days of pitching in FY11. Which is murderous.
Look, can I ask two questions here? One, is Gary Knowles is expected to bring in some kind of, he hasn't done a fund drive yet, right?
No. Gary Knowles will give us a boost, but we can't really include that in the budget because, first of all, we didn't know about Gary Knowles for sure when we made up the budget, and it's not been proven yet.
Right.
Yep.
But you haven't done a fund drive with him yet, right?
No, he just started two and a half weeks ago.
Right.
I mean, we'll see how it will. I think he pitched that day, but, you know, the first day. I know exactly what that's like. When I got, you know, on the air in the program I'm doing, or in its former time slot, my first program was pitching, and you don't do well. Hello, here we are. Give us money for the last 5 minutes. So this thon that's coming up this month, however, he's a part of it, so we'll get an idea there. And let me also say, obviously, if BAI raises a bunch of money and our listener support revenue goes up seriously, then obviously that will fix a whole lot of things. But one of the things I, as treasurer, have been adamant about is reversing the trend at WBAI to produce fantasy budgets, which, in my opinion, is a big thing that's been killing the money at Pacifica because, you know, budgets were passed in 2004 on for a few years there that looked really rosy and great, and not one of those things came true.
So at least you're more realistic about how much money you're losing as opposed to, like, shock.
Well, yeah, I think Pacifica needs to know what it's going to get because the central services fees fund PRA and the national office,
yeah.
and they should not be budgeting for money they're never going to get.